Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It's October, which means we can officially lean into all things fall. The leaves, sweater weather, love or hate pumpkin spice, costumes, honoring those who have passed on. The list really goes on and on. And it just so happens to be National Arts and Humanities Month, which lines up beautifully with our monthly Arts Talk chat. Arts advocate Veronica Rodriguez is here with some of the events happening this month, including a grand opening, art walks, cultural celebrations, and Sacramento Poetry Week. There is a lot going on, Veronica.
Yes, there is. Absolutely.
So last month, we ended our Arts Talk chat. It is every month with you. And we were talking about Fair Oaks and their famous chicken festival. I have been.
Yes.
Lots of chickens in Fair Oaks. But of course, they have a lot more going on than just chickens. So let's just start off by learning more about a grand opening that's happening in the heart of Old Fair Oaks.
Absolutely. The Fair Oaks community has been waiting for the opening of their very own performing arts center. And this is the weekend everybody gets to celebrate. So on Friday evening, tomorrow, the Parks and Rec can officially say the Fair Oaks Performing Arts Center and Village Park, which includes a revamped Veterans Memorial Amphitheater, is open. It has a really great agenda for this weekend, including the grand opening. It's a community ribbon cutting, so it's open for everybody to come and celebrate. It's a free event, and there'll be opening remarks and just fun and kind of music. And it's exciting because it's been closed for a long time. The ribbon cutting's at 4:30 and free admission, like I said. But if you want to get a little bit more fancy and a little bit more into it, there is a grand opening gala from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., and that's a ticketed event. Both events will be at the Performing Arts Center on California Avenue in Fair Oaks. But you can find out more because there's going to be a lot of future events at Fair Oaks Arts.
Yeah, it's the start of a new era.
Absolutely.
In arts for Fair Oaks. So October, of course, busy time of year for events, Halloween parties, all of that stuff. But it also seems like things are getting off to a strong start this weekend. And of course, it is October. What's happening when it comes to visual arts and food festivals in the region?
Yeah, this is a busy weekend for all the right reasons, right? So it's Second Saturday Art Walk and it's prime season with incredible shows across the city. And I did want to point out that Twisted Track Gallery on the corner of 12th and R Street. They have a new show called Figuring It Out, which is a figurative art show with artists, prominent artists from the region. And I love Twisted Track because it's kind of that quintessential art gallery experience. You have really great art, some jazz, live jazz music playing, wine and small bites, and you get to chat with people about arts in the community. It's right in the heart of the arts district. So it's really a fun experience. And when you go into the arts district, it's, you know, S and R Street between 12th and all the way down to 5th, where Verge Center for the Arts is. And it's just great. You can experience studios, chat with people, the walls there. There's a lot of different activities and food and kind of fun aspects there. So that's my recommended spot for the second Saturday Art Walk.
And you get those steps in. It
yes.
is very walkable.
And it's a perfect weekend, too.
So in addition to the art walks, Sacramento is just rich in festivals. We have so many throughout the year. Arts, culture, or food. We just had the Greek Food Festival Greek Festival last weekend. That's a very popular one. And now there's the Sacramento Jewish Food Fair, and it's happening at the Scottish Rite Center this weekend.
Absolutely. It's actually the 48th annual festival year. So for nearly five decades, the Sacramento Jewish Food Festival has brought thousands together for the greater Sacramento celebration of vibrant foods and culture. And this year, the Jewish Food Fair has expanded their food sales, their vendor fair, their entertainment, and they have a special beer and wine garden. And even, you know, I love contests because I'm a little competitive. They have the Sacramento Best Bagel Contest. So what's great is that it's a free festival. So, you know, we love to keep costs down, right? Mm-hmm. It's a free, fun family activity, but the amazing food is available for purchase and you'll want to try everything. If you go on their website, they have a full menu, but just to share a few examples, there are the deli favorites like the corned beef on Jewish rye. And of course, my dad's favorite, which is a pastrami on Jewish rye with mustard and pickle. And that's it, right? There's a bakery section with plenty of things to purchase. And this all takes place on Sunday, October 12th at the Scottish Rite Masonic Temple.
Of course, we're having this conversation during lunchtime. And when it comes to fall, of course, spooky season, Halloween, but also it's a great time to go up to the foothills, visit Apple Hill, check out an apple orchard, maybe go to a pumpkin farm, you know, in Yolo or Solano County, corn mazes.
Oh my, yes.
But there's also something really cool happening for people who want something maybe a little bit more delicate, like a glass pumpkin. What is that all about?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this is a tradition for many, and it's the famed hand-blown glass pumpkin patch presented by Gallery at 48 Natoma in Folsom. So if you live in that area, you see posters and signs all over the area for months. This is your chance to really marvel at over 5,000 stunning hand-blown glass pumpkins, gourds, acorns, and more. And it's all crafted by 11 skilled glass blowers from Northern California. Each glass piece is meticulously crafted by hand, one at a time. I mean, it's such an artisan craftsmanship. I love the pieces. Mm-hmm. They're all one of a kind, and they're available for purchase for your collection or to start something new. And that's this weekend. It's Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's totally free to go and just enjoy. But then there's just the cost of purchase to add to your collection, of course.
So we only have about 2 minutes left, and I do want to get to spoken word. It is SAC Poetry Week.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
So SAC Poetry Week is taking off this year for Sacramento. It offers a full week of events from Monday, October 20th to Sunday, October 26th. But the bigger picture is the heart of Sacramento Poetry Week is the 1026 curriculum, which is a free, locally sourced and developed poetry collection designed for classrooms across the region. And it features works from contemporary artists like Andrew DeFay, who created this and has been really leading the efforts for poetry in Sacramento, and a lot of past legends that have come through Sacramento. So that's been a really amazing thing. And there's free curriculum for any school to download in English and Spanish. So children get that access to the spoken word.
That's wonderful. We've actually been really fortunate here on Insight to hear Andrew, another poet, share some of their work. It's incredible. Finally, I want to actually touch upon Dia de los Muertos. Of course, not just Halloween that gets all the love. So what's planned this month?
Well, Sacramento has really adopted Dia de los Muertos as part of their traditions, just like Halloween. And you'll see sugar skulls all over the region celebrating it. But if you really want a traditional taste of it and the flair, then you have to check out Panteón de Sacramento by Latino Center for Arts and Culture. That was one of the first big celebrations of it, and they have a true replicas of what the century-old tradition has been a part of. And there's dozens of memorials created by families in our community, and it's a celebration of loved ones. So you can expect music, you can expect dancing and food and activities and a good time, but really that experience of celebrating others and cherishing life for the living and the past.
I'm not going to spend much time at home, Veronica.
Yeah, you have a busy weekend, because that's all taking place at Latino Center for Arts and Culture on 2700 French Street.
Thank you for helping us navigate a very fun and busy October.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And that is this month's Arts Talk on Insight with Veronica Rodriguez. You can find more information about the events that we talked about on our website. That's capradio.org/insight, the Insight homepage. And that is it for Insight today. You can also learn more about our guests on the Insight page. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. And if you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.